Those scriptures are Torah. The parsha is speaking about Tumas Meis and the Kavod for Purim. The obvious question is, why does it say those Kukas HaTorah? Kukas HaTorah? Kukas HaTumah? Kukas HaTahara? You're kind of such. So Kukas HaPesach, they call him Pesach, so Kukas HaPesach. We're talking over here about a certain halacha, a certain situation, tumah. Why is there so suchu b'sat Torah? This is what the Or Chaim asks. They were telling us something unique to not only the Torah but to us. They were different in the Torah. Kuchar Bruch of the Isaac Hadu. We're all one. We speak as those who are Satora. We speak about a person that became Tamei, and now becomes Tahar, Torah. But the Umas Olam, there's not such a thing. There's no Tumor Habo Megufo, Zahav, Zahav, Nida, or Shevazera. And there's no Tumor Habo Megufo, Tumor Habo Meganami. Tumor from out in the gear, from being in the oil of the mace, being down on the mace. All this doesn't exist. So even when there's a condition, there's a tumor. But it speaks of a condition is so. Condition applies to this. This is those Torahs, those who is a Torah. It's a Torah concept. Something unique. It's a chok. It's part of us. It's part of our whole real. Like explain. Ata echo shimchecho mikam chay Yisrael. Kuecho words. What? I say this every Shabbat of Yisrael. What? What? We're the only nation in the world. Echo means what? Here's when we say our Pesach, after our Gora, after we bench. We say, Echor Miyadea, Shiluch Zabris, Shalosh Abos, Abos, it's a number. It's a number. Av Mizriyakov, Abos, it's a number. Chamish Shechom Shetorah is a number. Shemot Veikavay, Shemot Veikavay, the British school of English, I mean, with more, it's a number, it's a number. Echo is a number? One? Christianity has three. Should it have three, then one? Echo means Muchai, in a diamond. Doesn't belong with the list. Doesn't belong, it's not a number. And so too, I tell them down, we so God words, we're different, not better, not smarter. Yishchoch Magoyim, not stronger, not richer. The Arabs are more rich. It's echo miyuchad, different, different. So sukkah zatara. Even Moshe, he was the one who can't understand. If a man stole a shovel puta, the gun, so what's the kanas? Gift. If a man stole $5,000, what's the kanas? Gift for 10,000. All the same. Careful. I would say, look at the nigna. The nigna. He steals a penny from me and asks me like 2 pennies. And me, also just careful. Should be much more than that. Why do I in the same situation if someone steals dollars, those $100? Same kanas for both of us. The answer is, we're not looking at the nigna. We're looking at the kanaf. The whole purpose of the Oynish, the Ganesh and the Peshuva, become no longer a God. In that situation, we have to punish him. We have to punish him. We have to teach him a lesson. We have to punish him. So he goes into prison. How many times has he been in prison? It's my 10th time. What's the record? I think someone's been in prison 15. So try to beat that record. Try to make it 16. How many times have you been in prison? How many times have you been in prison? The idea is not to come back to prison. To punish you. And you get out and you do it again. Two of them. A different person. You cannot believe so. And this is trying to say, and he can't believe so because of everyone. Artikel b'mshichai m'viyai al terei. The Gemara says in Kufiutes and Shabbos, all the mischaim are hevel hayose mitinoko shabbisra. The little children, they're learning. The world is standing on their learning. Excuse me. Omalei. Papa Abaye, Didimi, Didokmai, what do you mean? The world stands on them? Those little children? Those Bar Mitzvah Bachrim? Morishah? Those boys? So he answered, we have Chatoy, our Papa Abaye. They don't have any, or if already any angel, they got. The Lord with our bearers, right after Bar Mitzvah, right after Bar Mitzvah, stop bringing the film, Chas V'Shalom. So Chafetz Chaim says, the Gemara says, in Shabbos, there's Yevidus and Verus. There's Yevidus and Verus. That we should come alohim on Kamiyon. Im. Not as if, Suffolk. We should come alohim. There's no Suffolk in all. We should come alohim. We should come. Sabroyim, the Goyim, they're Malachim. And we're Me'odim. And if they were Adam, we're Kamor. The suffix is not in the Metzius. They were Malachim. The suffix is in us. If we think they were only Chachamim, then we're like Kodim. It's in us. As we read it, said to us. Well, man, a great where Kiyar was, the Vilna Gaon, he wasn't a Ramban, he wasn't a Rashba, he's a Yeridus Hadaris. So Chavetz Chaim said, this Yeridus Hadaris is only in terms of the Rebbeim, not the Talmud. The Tinogu Shabbat of Yisrael is no different today than 100, 200, 300 years ago. And so there, the Ramban Rebbe says, oh no. Children today, Camp Morishah today is not like they were the campers 40 years ago. Oh, there's more Yitzharas. More Yitzharas. Oh no, they're not. Why, Yosef and Sadi didn't have a Yitzhara. The others didn't have Yitzharas. They couldn't exist with their Yitzharas. It's not the Yitzharas. They're pure. I think this is the attitude we have to have. Many of us are involved this summer in doing not just a job. A job pays my expenses, and I come up with a few dollars. But you're coming here and have the opportunity of mechazik and mechanich, the boys and perhaps even girls. Even after Bar Mitzvah, to bring out their pure, true qualities. To bring out, it's not a camp like other camps. What they do in other camps, we do it here also, compared to other campers. It's like Bayah and Dwarin. In Shabbos, if you have Sheikh Zerah, the love of the Yisho is Boletta Sheikh Azera's tummy. What would be if this woman lived with a non-Jew? She has that Boletta Sheikh Azera. Is Boletta that tummy or not? The Gemara doesn't give an answer. Now why the Gemara said perhaps it doesn't? But if you have a Boletta Sheikh Azera on a Sheikh Zera, a Jewish man lived with a non-Jewish woman, is that Zera that comes out from this non-Jewish woman? Manju, is that time or not? Moses says, perhaps not. Why? Only a Jewish woman. She She's doing the business. Her whole being is a different thing. That's Matane. A Jewish man is, as they're into it, non-Jewish woman doesn't have a spirit. You see, when it sees, because our Sefer says that you, therefore you have many times, you have surveys. And you eat a certain product, or drink a certain product, causes a deadly disease. They made the survey on thousands of people, and 95% of these thousand people were sick. And they'll do it. Who are the thousand people? Non-Jews. And the Chassam survey doesn't affect us. If the survey was made on non-Jews, it doesn't affect us. If the survey was made on Jewish people, on people of Bnei Torah, everyone, Bnei Brak, then you can say, oh, this is that survey. If not, you see we're different. We are different, not better, not smarter. We're a different group, different office. We're dealing now with just campers, regular campers, like sports, like the play. We're different. Not that we can't play basketball, not that we're clubs, we're shops. But we're different. How are we different? We're different in senses. All the time. When we're thirsty, nothing goes into my mouth. That's a say a brach. What happens when a camper says, drink it? I'm not sure of the brach. I'm grape juice. Is it shahako or burk priagofen? That's why I'm not going to drink it until I ask my counselor. I'm not going to drink it. This food, I don't know what it is. It's a mezonos for the shahako. I'm not going to eat it. I know the great brother and the brother from this is what we're here. This is what we're here for. This is what we're here for. Brachas, brachas. You're a Shemayim. Mo Hashem Shemayim. You're a Tam Chacham. You're a Gol Ador. That's how I would think. I said to Mice a thousand times. Rosh Hashiva of Torvadas, Rosh Shemayim, leading Hashiva. The Bracha has a tremendous question. Push him shot. And Rashid didn't know the answer. He was looking at it, and so was all the Shir. And finally, the broker and the Shir gave an answer. Go ask the Kasha. They have to praise such a broker. If I was a Rebbe, I would praise him as saying, you should become a Rosh Hashim. You have a tremendous mind. You, a plumber. You, a Rosh Hashim. That's how I say. What did he say? I see that you daven today. I didn't daven, or he daven. Say the Bain of Ahav and Ask the Shmuel of Ami. Same Lebanon, same Chalkanon, so that's not. Tar Lebanon, the other Lebanon. Tar Lebanon, Tar Sechlanon. Sechlanon, you have to have a cup. Don't worry, you have to have a cup, no? You have to do it now, do it. That's what I would say. That's what Chazal say. We're different. From us, why do you say that? Here we have an opportunity to get the real part of this boy. And he shoots and scores. Good shot. Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! Those Russian, how do you feel? Baruch Hashem, thank you for it. Baruch Hashem! That Russian. The sports have a certain Russian. Look at that Russian. Look at sports. Look at this. Slavs. Every game. Listen to this. If I'm making it up, it's still true. The Mets. First pitch. Was a home run and they went right out in the street. The crowd went crazy. Went crazy. First pitch, one run. The Mets lost 15-1. 15-1. But that first pitch, that excitement, big deal. It's 9 innings. The excitement of everything. Excitement of everything you do. Gemara, piece of Gemara, Rashi. A bracha, bracha. Also, there's don't know the brachas. I'll say, you can tell me this, I hope it's true, that there's a person here in camp, Cohen, Yisrael Cohen, is offering $1,000, at least, to any boy that can go ahead and say, Yesh Mei Rabo, only out loud, so loud that it breaks the lady. If you can break this lady, $1,000. $1,000 cash. This is such a slot. They have a slot for others. Why can't we be part of that? Why can't we be part of this part of being here? That's uniqueness. That we're shown for Hakarna. Good brachas. Not just in the cafeteria and the lunchroom. That all we have to never. We have to sit there. We have someone singing, clapping, and jumping on the table. That's also right. But that should be the only time. Brachas are telling us. How are you telling us? By being an example. I was also a camper in Morishah. I also was a camper in Morishah. And Morishah was a place where I said brachas louder. Morishah, yeah, I thought you had to be in part of his yeshiva. Part of his yeshiva, you really went in here to Israel. Unless you have an Israeli experience, you can't daven kabbalah. Without that Israeli experience, you can't daven brachas. You can't say brachas. Since when? Since when? Since when? Who talks about it? Stupid talk. Who talks about it? I came here for one reason, to have fun. To have fun. That's a good reason. But who said fun is only the goof, not the mishnah? Sparta, the same brachas. But the davening, your own davening. Because davening, I don't know, you already have a shorting. We have a shorting. I really wouldn't have a one. That's a part of my job. Part of my job, in fact, maybe I get a bonus. I get a bonus for Dr. Long Shemesri. They promised me maybe a bonus here. This is the uniqueness that we'll call you from. It's not just the summer of camp, camp summer. It's to show that the Torah is not just based on Jewish learning. It's learned, did you learn today? Learn. I'm getting the campers to learn before that, before we receive a Mishnah. I say a Mishnah, Pasuk Chumash, great. What about a Mako? Kriya Shema Lamita, they all say Kriya Shema Lamita? Do we inspire them to say Kriya Shema Lamita? Do you show us a different nachas? Baruch HaKiruchi? They have a guarantee? They already have a guarantee on life? No one else has a guarantee on life? Unless you're 70, 80, you have a guarantee on life? To teach them about Tamapo. Let's say Krishna Amita. To go to bed at night with Krishna. So she told us to say three parshas. Why three parshas? Tamatara. Go to bed with Tamatara. The Gisa Boyun Malayala. Krishna Shashaka, Shisha Arvis. So that's when you also are here. That's when you also are here. I think that the summer is a challenge. To take what we should be taking from our learning in Yeshiva and showing it in life as Kihim Chayim Berachim. And not necessarily learning, unless you learn with the boys, and they're all botlanim. If they play basketball, you're botlan, and if you look at girls, you're botlan, and if you, everything's a botlan, 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 botlan. Say brachas. Say brachas, I brought Rishonim, and then Shomim, Chayim. Rabbi Mechaya says it's important to answer main. Why? I said a book now. They come about this as a book. I have to say a lot of show up. You should answer main? No. I'll be shy in the book. I said, Fuck, I'm going to eat it. But if you answer me, it's two. I have to stand and talk to you and announce it to everyone. But in front, answer on me. And you should want to answer me. Aegis. And encourage the book. Answer on main to your book. You don't have a mind to make the book. You didn't have money. Now please, Zaki, you answer me that Chaim's bracha. I never had a mind to say bracha. I have to say bracha. Sure, that's why I came to Morishah. If not, this can't be. This can't be. What are you coming for? What are you coming for? I never knew this. This is the purpose of Morishah. I never knew it. You don't have to know it. You have to feel it. You have to live it. Not know it. Not know it. Because knowing is no good. I know call it Torah code. Do you learn? Not a word. No, you have to learn, not know. You have to learn, but eventually you're going to know. Maybe you have to learn to do the mice. Because the mice. So I think it's possible you have a wonderful opportunity to see. It's not with the Torah. It's not with the Torah. Whatever you do, the campers, even after Bar Mitzvah, Geschmack, and everyone knows that word geschmack. I don't know Yiddish, but that word geschmack I know. Geschmack. A schmack is a word of taste. When you eat something, it's a schmack. Chow it. It's a fish. Kugel, a schmack. And we took this and put it in everyday life. Therefore, also, take that basketball, take that everyday activities and put it into a geschmack, into Torah, into Torah mitzvahs. When he plays with his yarmulke, he always wears tzitzis. Maybe when he doesn't play basketball, when he doesn't swim, probably he wears tzitzis. Come on, tell them this, inspire them, inspire them. Louder, the Omi Yishmi Rav, the Davin should be louder. The Omi Yishmi Rav, that's Omi more Slavic excitement. Learn from sports, learn from sports. He's in the bleachers, way up there in the bleachers, out of the sea, and screams out, we want a homer. God, who hears you? We want a homer, we want a homer. No one hears you. I had a new person, got so excited, the king was in California, he's in Detroit, what are you doing? Screaming out, shitting. Allah is coming, coming. You're my Rebbe. I'm your Rebbe. Now I know you say, I'm in the Ashton Rambo, because there is some of the missions. If you can scream him, you want a homer for the Detroit Tigers, and they're playing in California. And you want your scream with your heart and soul. I'm in the Ashton Rambo. An Amen, a Bracha. Allah is coming, coming. That's why we have all this modern equipment. The Mechazik has got a good shit. Look at that. Look at sports. Look at this sport and learn. How can you see that? How can you tell this? We should learn from them. Learn from these players. The more said, let's not close the more everyone says, the more learn the Torah. If the Torah were not given, we have to learn Midas from the Tarago, from the Rona, the Chthul, the cat, Tzinius. And there to show, they only have cats. In Washington Heights, we have signs, curb your dog. Curb your dog. But not most of the stuff things could be kept. There's sneeze. Then a terrible, he says, there are kids, Midas Tavis. If you can learn Midas Tavis from the animals, can't you learn Midas Tavis from the Yankees, from the Mets? The Mets and the Yankees. Can't you learn from them? Can't you learn from them in human beings? Learn from them. Learn the status from them. And how they broadcast, how he speaks. I'm telling you, and now they have human beings also. My time, we were never involved in some of the sports. And now they're all in hockey. Hockey, too. Hockey is a Canadian sport. Hockey also. Everything. Learn from that. I'm not knocking it. I'm a chazik. Learn from this. Four mitzvah chizuk. Four areas. What are the four areas? Torah derech eretz. Tefillah, milos chesed. And Rashi puts in one word. Tamid. All the time. All the time, I need a transfusion every single day. I need my vitamin pills all the time to hear this machazik itself. All the time. Moshe Rai, Machazak Yamas, Moshe Rabbeinu gives chizuk to who? To Yeshua. Greatest Rebbe, the greatest town, he needs chizuk. I don't have to know what his word about Kalachom means. If he needs chizuk, he said yes. About it. So hopefully this summer, when Chazik, don't be as scared of them. They'll wake up here. They admire you. They admire you. Say your brachas. Say, tell them more Slavis, learn Slavis. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. They sing with sincerity. And ask the Omein. And say brachas. And wear tzitzis and wear yarmulke. And bring us up at night. This is modern orthodoxy. This is modern orthodoxy. And no one.